What's up, guys? First and foremost, do not talk in a movie. Please don't. Please do not talk in movies. I don't know if you do this, guys, but yeah, do not talk in a horror movie. God, that was the worst experience ever. Yeah, that was the worst experience ever watching this movie. I want to say that before we talk about this movie review. Has nothing to do with the movie review, but I will say do not talk in theaters, guys. I'll leave it at that. Start the movie. Let's go. Let's start this review. Let's go.
Immaculate review, guys. Get right to it. Action.
What's going on, Animal City Movie Talk fans? As always, I am your host, Ryan D. You can call Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that Kellyanne.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. You know what to do, guys. You know, let's get right to it. Little bit of personal experience here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we actually, you know, horror movies, every time it goes is go to a press screening or anything like that. This wasn't a press screening by all means, but when we go see horror movies, we kind of, it's more prone for people to talk during horror movies. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just us, but I feel like from San Antonio, that when it comes to horror movies, a lot of people just talk in them. I don't understand that.
You know, it's not so much like the you lean over, whisper something.
No, real quickly. It's like really loud.
Don't go in there.
Don't go in there, girl. Don't go in there, girl. Don't go in there.
But oh, something's gonna pop out.
Go. I'm just saying, like, oh my gosh, like, just do not do that, guys. But let's get started. Oh man, what are we talking about, Angela, today?
So we are reviewing. One of the horror films. I think it's Neon. Neon Studios. Immaculate,
guys, is actually starring Sydney Sweeney. Yay. And Michael Mohan. Let's get right to it, Angela. So what did you think of this movie, Sydney Sweeney? We know her. We just saw her in a recent rom-com.
Anyone but you
with Glenn Powell.
Love it.
Both of them. We loved it. They were both great. They were both fantastic. What did you think of this movie?
So I was a little bit skeptical, right? Because one, I am very particular with horror because a lot of it is very jump scares, not a lot of good story. Just trying to get like a good scare from the audience. And that's cool and everything. Like you say, like you talked about recycled material in some of our other previous reviews. This, I feel like a lot of horror stories and the what they have to tell and, you know, the scares, they're all kind of recycled to a certain point. Like, been there, done that. So I was a little skeptical, especially considering not to knock on Sydney, because I think she's fantastic, right? She's proven herself beyond Euphoria.
Of course.
But more so, like, I was a little bit worried about, like, any horror that has to do with nuns, right? I think the last Nun movies, Nun 2, have kind of left a sour taste in my mouth. I didn't want to, like, you know, assume anything, but I'm a little skeptical with certain things. But, you know, I don't even think, I think we saw a trailer one time and I was like, okay, all right, I'll give it a chance. It has our girl. She's great. So I was going to really see how she was going to do in this horror film. And my gosh, she did such a fantastic job. I'm so glad that, you know, I changed my mind because I was super skeptical, but I just walked out of the theater like shocked. Like I was like, what did we just see? That's another thing too. Like, I feel like it's such a crazy story because you kind of like go down this rabbit hole of like, what is going on? Like, you're trying, like, you as an audience member is trying to figure out along with the main character. And that's a really cool concept, like that you're trying to figure out in moment with them. And I thought it was really cool, like the way it was done, like the story, the gore, the scares. It wasn't your traditional ooh jump scares, right? It actually had thought and meaning to some of the scary points. Now, is it a jump scare scary movie? No, but it actually is very psychological thriller, horror, whatever you call it. Very enjoyable. Super creepy. Like the setting and the story, super creepy. And I enjoyed every bit of it. I think it was such a great story. Again, I have to give props to Sydney. She's so great. And the rest of the cast too was really great too. So I gotta say, I really enjoyed this film and I'm really glad. Neon did a pretty good one with this one. I know they're coming out with other ones. We saw a whole bunch of trailers for upcoming films from Neon, but they're starting good this year.
For sure. One of the things I do want to really highlight is, you know, before we watched this movie, we just got done talking about Ghostbusters. And we were like, you know, Ghostbusters gave a lot away in the trailer. They did. They gave us so much away where we already knew what was going to happen. This movie didn't. this movie trailers did not give us away, didn't give anything away. We just knew, like, okay, she's pregnant. Okay, we don't know how she's pregnant. We don't know the outcome of this.
I didn't even she was pregnant from the trailer.
It was, like, real quick. I mean, it was just, like, it was a quick glance, and then they kind of elaborate on it a little bit in the trailer. But even more so, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what happened. You don't know if it's a scoundrel. You don't know what's going on, right? I got to admit, though, Michael Mohan, you know, he did a great job. Andrew as well, Lobel, did a great job writing this horror movie. The psychological part of this movie is the fact that it's crazy because, you know, it's a nun. So it's a nun quarter. So, like, obviously, the faith, Catholic faith religion is that you marry God and everything. And so,
also,
yeah.
Like, in a foreign country. It's over in Europe somewhere.
Yeah. In Italy. Because they, yeah. And one of the things I do want to really acknowledge is the great directing and writing, because even when she landed in Italy, you know, the creepy guys, again, I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys, but the creepy guys were like, oh, what's such a shame. It's like, it's so crazy because it's in a way, it's real. Like, it sucks, but in a way, it makes it more grounded. It makes it, I mean, not to say like that, no, that creepiness makes it grounded. No, it's more so that, you know, it's kind of like in the back of their mind, like, we're trying to put this nun, if a nun version really lived in this horror world, it makes it more grounded, it makes it more centralized in our current time, and I like that a lot. Sydney Sweeney does a fantastic job in here, as usual. She's great in here. There's this, at the very ending, stay for the ending, because the ending, obviously, but the ending is pure cinema. It's definitely a chaotic moment for her, to see her acting abilities to where, like, reaches the unknown. And can you believe this? I actually found out, fun fact, it was done in one take. Can you believe that? Like, oh my god, it's definitely a moment to where, like, holy crap, this woman could do anything. She can do anything. Sky's the limit. And I really did enjoy her in this movie a lot, even more so. I enjoyed a lot of especially with her connection she makes with the other nuns there too, with one of the nuns. And it actually becomes a point to where, like, okay, it's not focused on jump scares. We're gonna be more clever than that. We're gonna be more disturbing on story. Disturbing. It doesn't have jump scares, but it does have not jump scares, but, like, it does have those random moments that I really do love, because
it's disturbing.
It's like you're in her shoes. And you just lean back. There's this one scene where she leans back. It's like, oh my god, there's somebody there. It's like, it puts you in the point of view of the camera, to where, like, or the point of view of Sydney, like, if you are her, if you're in that position, and you get freaked out. I love that. I love it when horror movies do that. I love it when they do that. Hereditary does that too. Midsommar does another one like that, but that's a little bit more psychological and everything. So, but regardless, needless to say, A24 and Neon does a great job in here. Which I was, I was surprised on certain moments, because there was, like, I didn't know what to expect out of here, for one. And two, I didn't expect to see the acting abilities of Sydney Sweeney. It was fantastic. Pure horrorness. And I just loved it. This horror festive film. And I could see why they screened this at South by Southwest. I could see why a lot of people were behind it, and a lot of people enjoyed this. When we checked on it, it was about 70 something percent on Rotten Tomatoes. I'll check that out in a little bit. But any other final thoughts, Angela? What else did you think?
I will say, it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's not really, like, a big action sequence.
Oh, a little bit in the third act.
But not really. And no. I will say, though, it's going to gross some people out, I swear.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not going to lie. If you're a little, you know, squeamish, it might get to you. But I think the gore parts were done really well, to be honest. I do think some of the CGI moments were a little iffy. I'm not gonna lie, a little bit iffy. But I think overall it was a really solid film. We can't say enough good things about the cast, Sydney Sweeney and the rest of the cast. For a horror film, it was pleasantly surprised. Again, because most horror films kind of follow the same pattern and everything. Yeah. But this was a really interesting story.
It's different.
It's definitely different. I will say it's really, how do you say, just not disturbing, but, like, it's really believable.
Yes.
Like, you feel like if there
that's
is
the word
this,
right there. Yes.
If this convent ever exists in modern time, it's believable. And
yes,
we're not going to spoil it. Why? But yeah. And that's what I love. Great storytelling. Yes. Again, overall, I think it's not gonna be everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I think if you're in the mood for a really solid, solid horror film. Yeah.
And it's not 2 hours shot. Long.
Yeah, it's I think an hour.
It's an hour and 29 minutes exactly. Yeah, so an hour and a half.
Perfect.
One of the things I do want to really acknowledge, and I did look it up right now real quick, was that on right now, currently it's on Rotten Tomatoes at 72% critics, 58% audience.
See, are not again, liking it's it. Not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people expect, I think for me, which is funny because us as critics and everything, I feel like that people want the jump scares. They want those. And that's the thing, too, is that, like, it's already been done so many times. You don't want something different, I guess.
There's only so many ways you can...
They'll get jump scares with...
Scare somebody like, behind or, like, the side. Yeah. There's only so many ways. And that gets boring to me very quickly. But, again, this story actually focuses on not just scaring you in the moment, but actually getting under your skin. Like, giving you that food for thought of, like... What happened?
Yes.
And could this happen?
It actually could. It makes sense in a way. It really does. Crazy, crazy. But it might actually happen. But again, though, I mean, people would say as well that, I mean, someone did comment saying, you know, it's a Catholic bashing. I don't think it's Catholic bashing at one bit. When it comes to horror movies and everything, I feel like that they really... If that's the case, well, and they're bashing every single religion because it's like, okay, well, horror movies, they always had to have that good
Christian
grace.
Or Catholic.
Yeah, Christian or but Catholic.
But also,
yeah.
You gotta realize the setting. It's in Italy. I think it's predominantly Catholic.
Catholic, yeah.
You could correct us if we're wrong, I think the way it was set, it makes sense that it was Catholic.
And it's like you can't get offended offended because you know what it's about. Like, it's like, you know, it's about something's going on at this church. Something's going on.
Yeah,
and so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a covenant. So it's like, you can't not say, like, you can't say you're going to get offended and then go see it and, oh my God, you're setting yourself up for failure in a way. And I feel
they're nuns.
Like, like, you already know the story outcome of it. So it's like, okay, if you think you're not going to, like, oh my God, let's just keep bashing, then don't go see it. You know, it is what it is. Just don't check it out. Mm-hmm. But needless to say, though, I enjoyed this movie. We did. It was a great time here. Except the fact that someone just kept yelling and it's just annoying.
Please don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
And you know, if something jumps out and scares you and you go in the moment, sure.
That's fine.
Sure.
That's fine.
It happens to all of us. I've done it myself.
Yes.
But please refrain from talking and talking. Be like, don't go there. There's something behind
and
you.
And then screaming.
Like, if you're talking to the person in the movie, like, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not
don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
It ruins the movie for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So overall, though, it was a solid film. Would you recommend it?
Yes, we do recommend this, guys. Definitely do recommend this film at a theater near you. Was rating 1 out of 10, 10 be the highest? What do you give this rating?
I will give it an 8 because
I was thinking the same thing.
It's a really solid film. For an hour and a half, that's all it needed to be, right? I didn't see no more, no less. I would have liked to have seen more. Possibly to kind of see what happens in the end, but overall
it kind of I gotta admit the ending is great because it does give Sydney Sweeney this acting abilities, but at the same time, when you think about story, it kind of leaves it open-ended in a way,
because what's
going on. But again, though, I kind of feel like it didn't, if it would have kept going longer, I don't think it would have found a way to end it, you know what I'm saying? But I'll leave it at that. I'm gonna give a solid 8 as well. Acting chops, it just really relies on Sydney Sweeney.
Good
and she does a great job in here. But yeah, that's my only pet peeve in here, was that it kind of leaves it open-ended. But I get it, why, because I feel like that if this movie was over 2 hours, it would have dragged. It really would have, in my point of opinion, because I feel like this was a good runtime and it gave us exactly what we needed out of here. But I'll leave it at that. We do recommend this movie, guys. This is Alamo City Movie Talk Recommends. Be sure to check this out at the theater near you, Immaculate. And as always, I'm your host, Ryan D, and calling Ryan 680.
I'm Angela Kelly Ange.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. See you at the movies and check you later, guys.